Philanthropist George Soros is giving Human Rights Watch $100 million over the next 10 years. The grant is the largest that Soros has ever made to a non-governmental organization. Ken Roth is the executive director of Human Rights Watch. He says the gift will be used to expand and deepen the organization's global reach.
Human Rights Watch has a strategy for what it would require to become a genuinely global organization, able to collect information wherever there are serious abuses, and the ability to deploy that information wherever governments have influence and could have influence on behalf of human rights.
The grant challenges Human Rights Watch to raise an additional $100 million in private contributions to match the gift. Human Rights Watch does not accept any government funding. The plan will require Human Rights Watch to increase its annual budget from $48 million to $80 million within 5 years. Roth says he hopes that the combination of the grant and the matching funds will help the organization to expand its work in the global South.
The traditional defenders of human rights, the major Western powers, their power today has been somewhat eclipsed by emerging powers that today are not yet committed to human rights. You look at governments like Brazil or South Africa, or even more developed governments like Japan that are just beginning to inch their way into the human rights realm. These are governments that have potential. They are democracies at home. They're governments that theoretically are committed to human rights, but they don't yet have foreign policies that are actively promoting human rights. The movement needs to seize this opportunity and encourage these regional actors to promote human rights more regularly than they have to date. The way to do that is by paying attention to them. Everybody behaves better when they're watched. And so if we can put people in these capitals who monitor their foreign policy, if we can build local alliances with NGOs and with journalists, we can make the governments recognize that their foreign policy is being scrutinized, that the way they treat human rights is a matter of public attention, and that is the best guarantee of getting an improved human rights policy and enlisting these emerging powers on behalf of the human rights cause.
Roth says the expansion will only be possible if people follow Soros's example.
If they recognize that he has launched a challenge, they're going to help us meet the challenge, and just as he is invested in this idea of human rights, so are they. If he is joined by many around the world, we believe that we will become an organization that is as effective as we can be in protecting the rights of vulnerable people wherever they might be found around the world.
For Human Rights Watch, I'm Jesse Graham.